Welcome to the Ignited Entrepreneurs Podcast. Each week, join host Jessica Coulthard as she talks with amazing entrepreneurs and discovers the fuel they use to ignite their businesses so you can rocket yours straight to the next level. And now, here's your host, Jessica Coulthard.
Welcome to another episode of Ignited Entrepreneurs. Today I have Christelle Biga. She's a transformational coach and speaker. Christelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jessica, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Awesome. I'm really excited to hear more of what you have to say. We've spoken briefly, but I'm very interested to hear more about the work that you're doing. So could you please tell everybody who you are and what you do?
Yes, of course. All right. My name is Christelle Biga. I'm originally from Cameroon. That's why you can hear this beautiful accent. Mm-hmm. I moved in the US 4 years ago. Oh, almost five now. It was December 2015. So December is going to be 5 years exactly. And I came here knowing nobody, barely speaking English. I finally got a job at LAX where I was doing great. In less than a year, I became a manager, an account manager for an airline. So I had a big career ahead of me. And not like most entrepreneurs, I didn't decide to start my coaching business because I hated my job, not because my boss was awful, none of that. It was a great job, great team. My company loved me. As a matter of fact, I tried to quit twice. They didn't want to. Yes, that's how much the love was there between us. Yeah. But I just knew that something more was waiting for me. When I moved in here, I had no clue that life coaching was everything. In Cameroon, we don't talk about it. That's not even a profession, right? So I came here and I started working with coaches, joining programs to learn more about myself, to do my own personal development work, to heal my own stories, my own traumas, and just be in a better place with myself and in life. I had big goals, big dreams coming in. So having coaches telling me that they can take me there was a really great experience for me. So in that process of learning about myself and doing that inner work, my personal journey, I started connecting the dots about who I really am and what I really want to do in life. I started remembering things like when I was growing up, I would be walking on the street, meet a complete stranger, somebody that I will never meet again in my life, and simply wonder if they were happy. I would just stop and look at the person and ask, is this person happy? And it was so crazy that I would stop myself again and ask, why do you care? You don't even know them. What's wrong with you? So, and I will remember things like, I'm the last born in my family and my brothers and sisters are way older than me. But every time one of them will go through a difficult time, have a situation to handle, they will call me, the baby, to figure out something for them, maybe to go solve the problem for them. Crazy, right? But I was always the go-to person for my brothers and sisters, for my friends, same thing. Everybody always knew I will know what to do. Everybody always expect me to know what to do, what to say, how to handle the situation. And when I was going through my tough time, people didn't get it. If I want to go talk to somebody, be like, Christelle, you have it all together all the time. You know what to do. Come on now. You're stronger than this. Which was painful because sometimes you want to cry too, but nobody.
Yeah. I know. When you're always the strong one, everyone just doesn't expect that you might need some care and comfort and help too, right?
So I was that person. So during my own personal development journey, I started connecting the dots to understand the meaning of all those things and discovering more about myself and my own path in life. And it just came clear to me that coaching was a path for me to explore if I wanted to not just help my brothers and sisters and my friends. If I was able to help more people, coaching was the best avenue for me to do it. Coaching is a big world, right? You have business coaching, life coaching, mindset coach, all of it. which type of coach did I want to be? I had no clue. And I kept exploring. I couldn't be a business coach because, yes, I have some knowledge in business, but I can't coach anybody to start up a business or whatever. And I realized that what I really want to do, what I really love to do, what I really enjoy to do, and based on my experience before even being a coach or while learning, you know, being with coaches, is that I'm really interested in the inner transformation of the people. I don't really care what goals people want to achieve or where they want to go, what they want to have in life. I realize that the bottom line is whatever it is that we're trying to create, any goal we want to achieve, it comes down to who we are in the process of trying to get those things. It doesn't really matter what you do, how you try to get there, what strategy you're trying to apply. It's really who you are. That's why two people will hire the same coach, apply the same, you know, system and get completely different results just because they are two different people. So I was more interested in the people. So that's why transformational coaching was more in alignment with me, because I was more interested in that part of the inner transformation, the inner work that it takes in order for you to get where you want to go in life. First, knowing who you are, what you really want to do. Like in my case, I didn't know myself. I never knew I was going to be a coach because I didn't know myself. I didn't take the time to learn who I am, what I really enjoy doing in life, and how I can really help people in this world. At the moment I understood myself there, I was able to choose my path and understand that this is what I can really help for people. But if I didn't know myself, I would be working my job, making my money, and just using my talent, just using my skills, and being satisfied with it and never really tap into what my real gift was in this life. And just for you to know, it wasn't a small, easy decision for me to make to quit my job and go do my business. Because unlike many entrepreneurs, I didn't decide to do it as a side hustle while working my job and trying to replace my full-time income job. That's a part a lot of people use and it's their path. My path was completely different. I just knew from the get-go that this wasn't going to be my path. I needed to quit my job. It didn't make sense for me to quit my job, but I just knew. I just had that knowing in me that this is not for me to do coaching as a side hustle. This is my path. This is what I have to do full-time. So remember, I'm from a different country. And when I moved in here, nobody was waiting for me at the airport because I have no family here. I had no friends here. I knew nobody. So for me to be in that great company, having that great position was a huge accomplishment. And so my family was proud of me. My friends were proud of me, respecting me. My colleagues were like, how did you do that in less than a year? It wasn't normal. It didn't make sense for me to say I'm quitting to go full-time in my business, which was not even a business at the time because I had zero clients. If you don't have a client, you have no business, right? So I had no business, actually. But I was, here am I, thinking of quitting my job, giving away my paycheck, the safety of my paycheck, and the security of a career to go full-time in a business that was not a business at the time. It didn't make sense. And I was scared. It was scary. It wasn't like if I fail in my business, I will move in with my mom or go stay with my sister. I didn't have that option. I'm just here by myself. So I have to make money to pay my rent, to pay my bills. So it wasn't it's an easy decision for me to make. My colleagues didn't understand it. My manager first said, nope, you're not kidding. You make it happen. If you're a manager, you can work around your schedule. I don't care, but you're not leaving. I tried to stay and I felt good when he said that. I was like, okay, it's not my fault. I tried, right? You know, when you have that fire in you to do something and you are scared, you're looking for excuses to not do it. So I had an excuse.
But they won't let me. I can't do it then.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. See?
I tried. So that excuse didn't work for too long, right? I just knew it wasn't going to work. It And at the moment I decided to stay after he said no, things just started become like crazy. And things that never happened at work started happening. And I knew what was happening. I knew I was seeing it. I was sitting back and I was like, this is you, Christelle. You need to leave this boat. This is all you. It's happening because you're not supposed to be here anymore. You know that. So I decided to send an email to my HR. And again, she said, no. She said, you're not leaving. But what I can do for you is give you a leave of absence. How about 3 months? You know, she gave me valid reasons to not quit. You know, starting a business is not an easy thing. And what if it doesn't work, right? So, okay, I get it. You want to do it. So I'll give you 3 months. Go try to set things up and come back. You know, can make it work. You know, I was like, okay. Again, I was like, okay. I'm at least I'm not there. I can try to see how the business goes. I had joined a program that was supposed to help me start, you know, build my audience and start getting clients and all of that. So I was like, okay, I have 3 months to make this happen for me to go back. 3 months later, zero plan. Nothing was happening. Now I had to make a decision. Do I go back to work, my paycheck, or do I make the job? Even though I still don't have a plan. What if this doesn't work? I just knew I couldn't go back. Because I remember a scene, me sitting at the edge of my couch one day, crying like a baby, and asking to myself, what is wrong with you, Christelle? What is wrong with you? What do you want? Why aren't you just satisfied with what you have? Look at your life. What is wrong with you? What do you want? Why do you want to quit all of this and go start from scratch? Who does this? What are people going to say? What are people going to think about you? And what if you fail? How ridiculous. How can you give this away? So I don't even know what. And after crying that hard and calling myself crazy, and I just knew. At the end, I was like, yes, it doesn't make sense, but this is what I want to do. I know I have to do this, even though it doesn't make sense. I just have to do this. So after the 3 months of my leave of absence, I just knew I couldn't go back. I just couldn't go back. So I emailed my HR crying. I emailed her like, oh my gosh, Christelle, you're crazy. I was crying, but I was just sending that email. I quit. And 1 week, less than a week later, actually, I landed my first client. Just woo-hoo! Like, I was like, okay, Christelle, I think you punished yourself hard enough waiting for long. You should have gotten a client earlier if you just jumped and said no to all the no, you don't quitting, no, take a leave of absence. You wasted your own time. So lesson learned, just go with your first, you know, what you know you should be doing. Don't listen to people all the time. People are not always right. Most of the time, they don't know better than you do for yourself.
Oh, no, definitely not.
So, yeah, so that's how I basically started my coaching. And yeah, been a while, a ride so far.
I love that story. It's like the universe just kept testing you over and over and over again. It's like, are you sure? Are you really sure?
Yes.
But I love your tenacity and I love your belief in that feeling, right? I think that's something that not enough people tap into, is that feeling of knowing, right?
Yes, totally. And I usually tell my clients when you ask the question and they say, you probably know that too. You always ask the question, I don't know. No, I always tell them, you know. We always know the answers. But I don't know is a safe place to be. When you don't know, you don't have to do it. So it's safe to say, I don't know. So it's safe for your mind to go straight to the I don't know instead of knowing and be scared to go do it. Mm-hmm. So we always know, but we're so afraid of what we know we should be doing. We're so mm-hmm. afraid, so scared that we just block ourselves and say, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love what you said about so many, like you kept asking yourself, like, why am I not satisfied with this, right? Like you said, you'd come to Canada, you had no backup plan, you had done really, really well in setting yourself up here, you had a good job, and yet it wasn't enough for you, which, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what I think a lot of people get stuck in, and other people can you know, put that on us as well. It's like, why do you want so much more? Look at what you've done. You're already a success. And they take the wind out of our sails by trying to show us how much we should be okay with what we've done. They try to show us our wins already and you know, pat you on the head and say, you're good. It's okay.
Definitely. And do you think people didn't say that? They did. My colleagues, I remember one of them pulled me on the side and she was like, Crystal, think. You better think because you're not doing this. People usually come from a place of, hey, they really mean good most of the time. They're not saying that to hurt us or, you know, to do something bad. They really mean good. They really mean well. They really want. They think at that moment they are trying to save you from yourself. They feel like it's almost an intervention for them. Like, she's crazy. We have to do something about
we have to save her.
Yes.
Save her from herself.
Yes, you can't let her kill yourself, right?
Yeah.
So they are coming from that place. And of course, as you say, they would look at this, look at that. What are you looking for? And most people, unfortunately, listen. Whatever people are telling you when you're trying to do something and people are trying to talk you out of your dream or your desire, they really mean well at the moment. But they are not in your shoes. It's not their life. They cannot make that decision for you. They are looking from the outside and they just see one side. But you are in it. You have the fire in you. It's burning inside of you. Nobody's feeling that. Nobody is feeling what you're feeling. Nobody is, you know, seeing the picture you have in your mind. Even if you explain it to people, they can't see the picture you are seeing. When you want something, when you have a desire, when you have a dream, when you have a goal, nobody sees the picture you see. You can describe it with all the details. They will never see what you see. So don't expect them to understand. And that's the point. People don't support, people don't understand. Do not expect people to understand it. It's not their story. Do not expect them to feel what you feel. It's not their life.
Yes.
It's okay for them to not understand. It's okay for them to not be on board. It's okay. But people feel bad about it. People are hurt about it. And they probably stop because they have nobody. Nobody understands me. I wish my family would support me more. It's okay if they don't understand. It's okay. Just trust yourself enough. That's the thing. Do you trust yourself enough? Because don't expect people to trust you if you don't trust yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and you have to be thankful too that you have people in your life that want to try to protect you, right? They're not trying to do harm. They genuinely care. And sometimes, you know, they think that they know better because they see it from a different angle, but you're right. They don't feel what you feel. So, right. But it's still nice to know that there's people out there that care enough about you to try to step in the way and save you from yourself, at least.
And don't blame them if they are not on board. It's okay. It's okay. It's your journey. It's not theirs. And exactly. They might have examples of people in the family or people they know that did what you did and they failed. That's not your story. Probably, because sometimes we'll have that. Oh, but remember that person that tried that and they failed. But remember the other one. That's their story. You write your own story. You do have the power to create your own reality. You are not, everybody has his own path and you don't know why they fail. Why do you want to identify to them? They have their story. You don't know why they fail. Why do you think you're going to fail? Because they fail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And basically what's happening is you're just bumping up against the person who's trying to save you. You're bumping up against their limitations. They just can't see it because they don't dream that big or whatever. And so all they're doing is they're just reflecting back their own insecurities and their own fears, right? Sure. It's not really even about us dreamers and leapers. It's more about them, right?
Totally. So people just voice their fears because something also to take into consideration is that you going for something bigger triggers them.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't realize it, but that's what is the real story behind them trying to save you. Is when you go higher, what does that mean about them? People are allergic to change. You changing forces them to change, because now they will have to learn how to adjust with the new you, and they don't want to change. Nobody wants that. People don't want to change. People want to stay where they are. So when you telling people around you, I'm about to change, I'm about to do something different, something new, they are triggered because, oh, so now that you're changing, that means I have to change too. Now I have to adjust. Now I have to interact with you, with the new you. I don't want that. So they're trying to keep you with them where they are because they don't want to do that work of, oh, now that you have a business, now I have to have a friend that have a business. No, I'm not used to have friends that the friend that is a business owner, but the friend I know has a job. So why do you want me to learn how to have a friend that has a business? So it's also them going through their own fears and insecurities. How am I going to handle this? She becoming someone else. Am I going to be able to do that? To what if I don't know how to be with her now? So they don't want that. They go, no. Don't force everybody here to change. Just we are happy where we are. It's okay. Let's stay where we are. Don't make things difficult for me right now. So sometimes that's the story when they are subconscious mind like, oh my gosh, this change will force me to change. And I don't want to change. So she better don't change.
Yes, that's a very good point, actually. As I've started working towards my business the last 5 years, I've lost friends because we don't see the world the same way anymore, and we don't even speak the same language anymore, right? And they do. They tend to just sort of drop off. They don't keep up, and they tend to just drop away. So, yeah, I can see that. That's a really good point. Mm-hmm. So one of the topics that we were going to discuss is about alignment. So can you please tell me what alignment means to you?
Alignment to me simply means reconnect with who you really are and go for what you really want. Honor yourself. Align with who you are and to what you want. That's what alignment means to me. And for me, so powerful because as I was saying, when I decided to become a coach, I was more interested in the inner work, in the personal transformation. And that's why alignment for me is so powerful, because in order for you to go out there and create what you want, you have to know what you really want. People sometimes get confused by their goals, their dreams, thinking that is what they want, when in reality, they just want what everyone else wants. When in reality, they just want what the person next door has. But is it really what you want? You can't really agree on what you want when you don't really know who you are. So alignment for me is really coming to that place of reconnecting with the real you. Not the you conditioned by your society, your family, your friends, or your past. But the person you really are on this planet to be and do you want to be, owning that. And from that place, you are able to go create anything you want, because from that place, you will know exactly what you want and it'll be easier for you to get it.
Yeah.
People struggle with achieving goals or, you know, reaching their income goals for businesses because those goals sometimes are just copied and pasted from other people's goals. People struggle with having strategies work for them because they never really wanted to use those strategies. They're just using them because other people are using the same strategies and they told them that that's the way to go, but they don't really want to use them. And because they don't really know what they want, they end up using things because other people are doing them and somebody told them that's what you should do and they don't make it. They are burnt out forcing, trying to do it anyway, keep pushing. And when they don't get what they want, welcome frustration. And they don't understand why it's working for other people, not for them. Simply because they are disconnected with who they really are. Because when you know who you are, you show up that way in your business. And the who you are will do it your way. This is who I am. And this is how I want to sell to my clients. This is how I want to market myself. I don't care what other people do. I don't care about what other people say. This is what I want because I know me. And this is what feels good to me. That's the powerful place to be.
I love it. This is actually a lesson that I've just started to learn for myself and for my business, and it has made all the difference. So I definitely agree with you 100%. I'm curious though, like, so where would you start? Like if you were going to start working with a client, and obviously this alignment part is the inner work that you're speaking of, where would you start? Like if you could give, you know, our audience a little bit of advice on, you know, maybe what the step one should be to be able to figure out what their alignment is.
Okay. So when I work with the clients, it all starts with the conversation, right? I don't have a step-by-step process because my coaching is not like a cookie cutter where everybody should go through the same process. So I have a conversation first to know where you are in your journey and how, and from there, we know how to go about it. And it all happens in one session. In one session, we have that conversation. We identify where you are in your journey, and we do the workshop too. So, if for the listeners, if they want to start that journey of alignment, it's always just asking to yourself this question: what do I really want? And when you have the answer, go deeper. Because sometimes you say, "Oh, I want this," and you realize that someone else said it maybe 1 month ago, and you want to say the same thing. And every time you come across a limitation and you have something in your head like, but it's not possible, always ask yourself, says who? Says who?
I like that.
Is that a story that you created watching other people's journey? Is it something someone else told you was impossible and you have to go there? If someone told you it's impossible and now that you want to do it, you're like, oh, but it's impossible. Go there and change that story, because that's not true. Everything is possible. So every time you want to do something but it's not possible, ask yourself, says who? And then when you identify the where that story came from, you go back to that story and change that story. If it's somebody that told you that, you go back to that story that day when that person told you it's impossible, and you ask to yourself, why did I buy into that story? Why? And when you clear that story, when you heal from that, change that story, now you're in a place of remembering that anything is possible and you can actually do anything, because that's the truth. And if it's someone else's experience that you have watched and you decide that because that person failed, you are going to fail if you do the same thing, ask yourself why. Is that person, you know, the model of your life? So if that person fails, are you going to fail? No, that's not true. So the stories that run people's lives in their subconscious mind, we have stories that are not truth. Is it the truth? Is it because one person failed, or two people failed, or 10 people even failed? Because we have to remember all the people that changed this world, changed it after people tried several times, changed it after if the whole world sometimes said it's impossible. We have so many stories. The brothers Wright, when they were trying to create an aircraft, engineers have tried before them. So when two bicycle mechanics decided to go into that crazy adventure of creating an aircraft, guess what? People are making fun of them and telling them, you guys are just ridiculous. It's impossible. Engineers have tried to fly an aircraft, they failed. And you two bicycle mechanics, you really think it's possible? It's impossible. Thank God they didn't listen. I would have not been in the United States today.
Oh, yeah.
Aircraft. Right?
That's a personal one for you. Yeah, yes. I love it.
Yes.
Well, it's like the 4-minute mile, right? They believed for so long that if you ran that fast, you would actually die.
Exactly.
Right? And so nobody was even trying until this guy finally visualized it and went for it. And then what? Like after that, everybody started running that fast. Exactly. So yeah.
Always ask yourself, says who? If it's coming from outside of you, it's not true. You have to decide what is possible for you or not.
Ooh, I like that. If it's coming from outside of you, it's not true. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes. Because everybody has a story. You took a perfect example. People didn't even try until somebody decided that, no, I don't buy into that story. I want to do it. I'm doing it. Whatever the whole world is saying, I don't care. And after people saw it, it became possible. And what if you become the person that makes that impossible thing possible? Why not?
Right? Wouldn't that be amazing?
Thank you.
I want to be that person for sure.
Thank you. So, yes. So that's the journey. That's if I want somebody to really step into alignment, is always connect with yourself. I want this. Oh yeah, we have that story, but that's not possible. But that's not okay. Always says who. Whoever said it is their story. Whoever told you that is their truth. It's their truth. You make your own rules. When I started my business, they told me that I was in a coaching in a program with a big name, big, really big name. And his thing was, you cannot build a business and be successful if you are not in front of a client at 9 a.m. in the morning, in front of a prospect. You have to start selling at 9 a.m. in the morning. And I'm not a morning person. I'm not. So I tried. And I was hating myself the whole time because I failed, and I hated myself because I felt not good enough. I felt like a failure. And then I kept trying, and it didn't feel good to me. It was just not me. And I just kept doing it because that's what they were saying, have to do. I wasn't in alignment with myself. So, of course, first of all, it wasn't working. But secondly, it was just making the feeling of not being good enough grow. That's what happens when people are not honoring who they are. And that's the world we live in, a world where people have set standards and everybody has to fit into those molds. And if you do not fit, you are not good enough. You have to strive to fit in that mold. You have to try harder. You have to become better. You have to become different. You have to be more something, because right now you are not good enough for what you want, which is a big, fat lie. This is a big, fat lie.
Yes, it's a big fat lie. Yes. Everybody hear that? It's a big fat lie.
Yes. So that's so important. That's the biggest step in that journey to alignment. Loving yourself enough to know that who you are right now is good enough. Love yourself enough to trust yourself, because with love comes trust. When you come to that place of, I am good enough, it's okay if I'm not a morning person. It's okay if I rather work at 3 a.m. in the morning. It's okay if I want to work just 4 hours a day. I just discovered something a few months ago, and it has just changed. It made so much, just helped me more into that journey of alignment and honoring who I am and coming from that place in everything I do. It's called human design. I don't know if you know the concept.
No.
Okay, human design is it's a test that you take. It's not really a test. It's you put your information in the system, date of birth, time of birth, place of birth, and all of that. And it gives you kind of your blueprint, the blueprint of your who you are. And when you do that, it really helps you understand better who you are. And you are more upset with the way the world functions when you understand that. Human design, because it shows you, it has different blueprints. You have projectors, generators, manifestors, manifesting generators, which are different personality types. And a projector, for example, is designed to work a few hours and have fun the rest of the time, because they can just focus for like 4 hours. They can just be productive for a maximum of 4 hours a day, not more. So imagine somebody that doesn't know who they are. Because even if you don't know human design, right, you know yourself. You know how you feel about, you feel like, feel how you feel when you're doing something. Maybe you are walking, and at some point you just feel like a certain time of the day, you don't feel like walking anymore. You want to stop and maybe go take a walk or watch a movie or do something else. But the conditioning is so strong that you start judging yourself. I'm so lazy. I don't understand why I can't keep I'm ridiculous. I need to work more hours. I need to do more. I haven't done enough yet. You are now working against yourself. Even if you don't know human design, if you are in alignment with yourself, the moment you have that feeling of it's time for me to stop, I have done enough for the day, you are okay with that. You love yourself enough to trust yourself and say, hey, even if I'll just work for an hour, it's okay. It's enough. But the world doesn't allow you to be that person. The world doesn't give you any chance to honor who you are. It makes you feel wrong, makes you feel like a terrible person and a failure. So to not be a failure, to not be labeled that way, you will force yourself to keep doing it, even if you know you have to stop. You feel it in your bones that I'm not productive anymore. I don't want to be here anymore. I feel like I have done enough. But your head is like, this is ridiculous. You need to work at least 8 hours. So that's what people struggle with. And that's misalignment. The same way projector is that type of individual. You have generators that can work 15 hours a day nonstop. They have that much energy. They don't even not even bother, right? So you want to now create, let's say you create a program and you have a projector and a generator that show up in the program. And you tell them to be successful in your business, you have to be up at 5 a.m., do your morning routine, and be in front of prospect at 9 a.m. and do this many sales calls and, you know, finish at least at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. The generator will like, I'm on it. I will work till 6 if you want to. I'm good. And the poor projector will struggle to make it happen. And guess what? They will burn out before you know it. And they will hate themselves. And they will judge themselves. And they will beat themselves up. That's the world they're living in, where people are not allowed to be who they are, where people are not supposed to be okay with who they are. And they judge themselves and they hate themselves. And you have more stress, frustration, and failure out there more than ever. People try so hard, work really, really hard with little to no results. Not because they are not smart enough, but they just don't know who they are. If you trust yourself enough to know when your whole being is telling you this is the direction, and you follow that direction, you will get what you want fast. Without the pain and the struggle you will attach to it if you didn't follow that direction and just went with the checklist the world gave you.
Yeah, I love that. The checklist that the world gave you. I love that analogy. It paints a real picture for me. And I love the fact that you're talking about, you know, understanding who you truly are and working with that, as opposed to seeing it, the things that don't work for you, as weaknesses. You're recognizing your strengths and then leaning into those.
Yes, exactly. And what the world labels as weaknesses for who, right? For example, if I'm not a morning person, but I'm doing amazing. You know, I love my business and it feels good. But then it doesn't make sense. I remember one of my colleagues when I first started, she told me, oh, believe me, if you want to make it, you will have to start waking up earlier than that. I said, I will not. You know, I made my own rules for my business. Does it make sense for every coach out there? No, it doesn't. But that's me. It feels good to me and it's working because I am in alignment with who I am. If someone else does the same thing and they don't want to do it and they don't feel good about it, they're just doing it to do what I'm doing, it will not work as well for them. So you just have to come to that place of knowing who you are and being okay with who you are, owning you who you are, loving yourself and trusting yourself enough to know that whatever you do is enough. Whoever you are is enough right now today. Not when you become someone else, not when you will be or do something different. Right now, the reason why it's not happening yet is because you're judging yourself. You're trying to become someone else. You're trying to be someone else. Do you need to, you know, learn more things? Of course. Do you need to improve whatever you're doing? Of course. But come from that place of you want to do it, not from a place of thinking you have to do it or you should do it that way. Always be in your power all the time.
Yes, I love that. Thank you for that. That was brilliant. Thank you so much for sharing that. So if people wanted to learn more about you and possibly work with you, where would they find you?
Okay, so whoever wants to know more about me, they will find me on my website, crystalbiga.com. On my social media, I have the same name, Crystal Biga, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. The fastest way to reach out to me is probably to DM me on Facebook. I will probably answer faster. But they can find me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, on my website.
Wonderful. And are you offering any programs or anything at this time?
Okay, right now what I'm promoting is my one sessions, what I call Excel activation session, where I really activate people's energy so that they can step back into their power, realign with who they truly are. And from that place, they are set up to go create whatever they want to create. It happens in one session, don't do programs anymore because I realized that even when I have a plan for, like, let's say 3 months or 6 months, the magic happens on the first session, and the rest of the time we chit chat. So I finally understood that in one session the magic happens. So that's what I'm going to offer to people. No need to stay with me forever. In one session we can make magic happen, and then you're set up to keep going in your journey. Me myself, if I have a choice between joining a program to pay 1,000 and pay one session at 10,000 and get the same result, I would choose the one session because that's just the way I am. If I want something, I want it like yesterday. So that's what I'm offering right now. One obsession with me. We identify what is between you and what you want to create. Usually is maybe you are not aligned with yourself. And then we shift that. During that session, we go through all the things, the stories in your mind that are stopping you. We do the energy clearing around those stories. We write new stories. And then you are fully in your power to go out there and create the results you want to create.
Awesome. Now, you also have a free gift for our listeners today.
Yes. I hosted a video series a few months ago with experts in different categories for business building and to grow a business. So I would like to offer that for whoever, you know, want to know more about Facebook ads, organic growth on social media, branding, messaging, and sales, everything related to business. I offer that series for free. Right now, it's available on our website to $147, but for this show, I'm offering it for free. So I will really invite them to grab that because I have amazing speakers on the show and they will really, really enjoy it.
Awesome. So I will put the link to that in the show notes. So anybody who's interested in getting your hands on that, look for it down below. Okay, Christelle, before I let you go, can you please tell us what advice you would give to somebody who is ready to take their business to the next level?
The first advice I would give that person is just to know that they know exactly what to do to take their business to the next level and to trust that knowing they have within them. To just connect with themselves and decide how they want to go to that next level. That's all I can tell them. Mm-hmm. Because I know we tend to wonder, how am I going to do it? How am I supposed to, what am I supposed to do? How? We always go after the house. But the real question is, who do I need to be in order for me to reach that next level I'm aiming for? Who do I need to be? And come from a place of now that I have reached that next level, who am I? And become that person today. Become that person today. The next level you, start being the next level you today.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's very good advice. I like that a lot. Thank you very much for sharing that. Oh, it was wonderful to talk to you. Thank you so much. I personally got a lot out of our conversation. So I really appreciate you taking the time to come and spend a half hour or so with us.
Thank you so much, Jessica, for having me. It was a great pleasure to be here. I really had a great time. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And that's another episode of Ignited Entrepreneurs.